This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I said many times you'd have to be crazy to vote for Joe Biden, and I'll be a son of a gun if it wasn't true. Oh, my goodness. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a ring. Yeah, there's many ways to contact us. Please do. We contact you. People can tell you. I contact you. I will. I will blow up your phone, girl. What you doing? What you doing right now? You watching TV? No, I won't ask you what you're wearing. That's a Joe Biden question. Speaking of Joe Biden, I told you guys, I mentioned, you'd have to be a nutcase, clinically insane, to vote for Joe Biden. And proving my point, I found some interesting news. As it turns out, you're going to love this. The mentally challenged in an area of Michigan appear to have supported Joe Biden in droves. That's right, the mentally challenged, the insane. This is a story in 100% Fed Up. And here's what they reported. Today, Sarah Eaglesfield shared the data she used to obtain the information she shared on Twitter the other day. She tagged Michigan's Democrat Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who insists there is no voter fraud or intimidation of poll challengers in Wayne County. Anyway, she tweeted this story. The psychiatric hospital that, according to Eaglesfield's research, provided the largest number of cluster votes in Wayne County was from Walter P. Reuther Psychiatric Hospital, which provides treatment, care, and services to adults with mental illnesses. 97 patients at the facility either applied for a ballot or registered as absentee voters, and 78 appeared to have returned their ballots. Given that the psychiatric facility in question specifically states that it caters to those with severe mental illness, it should be investigated what mental capacity these voters had and whether these ballots were potentially abused. It is my understanding that there is no capacity for testing for voting in Michigan, although state law requires one to be applied. Now, I wrote, it makes sense that these severely mentally ill patients would support Biden. Needless to say, you vote for the candidate that most closely mirrors your views. Still, as it turns out, the mentally disturbed may have gotten their votes stolen. Okay, they did get their votes stolen. That's what I wrote. And it's true. Now, they delved into voter irregularities, this article, in other facilities for the mentally impaired and so forth, and you should read about the Democrat shenanigans, but here's the point I'm making about all this. The Democrats would stoop to the level of saying, okay, go find out anybody who's registered in an insane asylum. They're not going to want their votes, and we can use their names and steal them. Now, it may seem insignificant, but I believe that happened. I don't believe that there's any of us that would go, nah, man, Kevin, that would just be too low. You know that the Democrats would absolutely, positively do something like that. God. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Amy Coney Barrett, she saved religion. Who else we got? We got the Pennsylvania judges are now about to throw out their data. Wisconsin will be next. Michigan, I'm going to talk a little bit more. I started in the first hour talking about what Trump should do, could do with the people. I can't wait. Payback is what I'm calling it. Wu flu scams involving Kemp and Newsom. Stuff like that. Lots going on. Democrats pretending that they're large and in charge? It's all going to come tumbling down. Here's Rudy Giuliani speaking about this. Rudy was not a happy camper, and I think he speaks to the resolve of the American people and the resolve of President Trump.
His name is Lord Malik Brown. Very, very distinguished name. Lord Malik Brown. And he is a very close business partner. And he is involved as the number two person in George Soros' biggest organization. George Soros, the biggest contributor to the Democratic Party, the biggest contributor to the Black Lives Matter, and the biggest contributor to Antifa. Too many coincidences here, ladies and gentlemen. Too many. What I'm telling you is exceedingly dangerous to the survival of our democracy. Democrats over the last 4 years have trashed our Constitution so badly, and because the press just covers up what they do, they're destroying our rights. We've got to make a stand here. I don't care how much they intimidate us. I don't care how much they threaten us. I don't care if they say we can't get jobs and we're going to lose our reputation. And this is about our country, ladies and gentlemen. It's about the survival of the greatest democracy on earth. What they've done to it is outrageous. These people are criminals. And they are worse than a lot of the criminals I've prosecuted before. And they are a lot worse than the common criminals that we put in jail or we let out of jail. These people are trying to take away from us rights that were given to us by God. We're not going to let them do it. We're going to fight, and we're going to fight again, and we're going to continue to fight because we have ultimate faith that a much higher authority is looking over this country. It's guided it forever, and we have great faith. And we're not going to have our sacred right to vote taken away from us because that's what's at stake here. So stay tuned because this battle has just begun and we are going to prevail. Thank you. And God bless you and God bless America.
Impassioned speech or, segment by Giuliani there. And he talked about Lord Malik. He talked about the donations to these anti-American groups. Very, just very, it gets me fired up how much money these groups get with ties to Soros and people like that. But he talks about destroying our rights and us taking a stand. And he mentioned you can't get jobs because you fight against the grain. I'm one of those people. I got fired over it. But you know what? It isn't that big of a deal. It's worth it. Trust me. We got a lot to talk about when we get back here today.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, there won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reached these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to Protecting American Values.com www.kevinjackson.com/KevinJackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I gotta tell you, man, you look at these courts, you look at Donald Trump, what he did, restructuring the courts, what he will do the next time. I heard there's been a lot of, I don't know when they're meeting in Congress again and all that, but that there's a lot of more judges that he recommended. I don't know. A lot of people are taking what Trump is doing by pardoning Flynn and giving Biden these GSA money and all that stuff. They're like, he's, you know, it's a backdoor plan. I don't think that's the case. I think that with Flynn, he may say, you know, just in case something doesn't come out right, I've pardoned you. And of course, he pardoned the Thanksgiving turkey, which, whew, that came just in time, didn't it? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Having a bit of fun at the expense of the Thanksgiving turkey. But talking about a serious issue, what is the plan for Donald Trump? I'm going to tell you the plan. You ready? It's no secret. Trump's in it to win it. And as my sister says, ain't nothing to it but to do it. He's in it to win it. This man's not playing around. I played a clip of Giuliani talking about
How important this is? Giuliani, it's an impassioned plea. He says, look, this is bigger than your job. It's bigger than you being called names and threats and intimidation or whatever else. This is the biggest thing to happen to the Democratic Republic of America since our inception. A blatant theft, election interference, etc. And the Democrats think we're stupid and we're just going to allow it. And he's like, no, we're not. We understand the importance. I want you guys to understand. The Trump administration understands the level of seriousness. This is DEFCON 1. The chart goes, DEFCON goes from 4 to 3 to 2 to 1. One being nuclear war. One being we are at war. Two means, you know, the tensions are high and, you know, the bombers are ready to be scrambled and people have their fingers on the, you know, on the button. One means you pushed the button. We pushed the button. And I'm going to tell you, thank God that we weren't intimidated when they were, we were talking about appointing Amy Coney Barrett. You want to talk about timing of things? Can you imagine if we still had a 5-4 court, which wouldn't be 5-4 because Roberts is a 4, he's a 0.5 at best. Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice. How he got that, I don't know. And I remember just loving this guy when Bush appointed him at the time. I was like, yeah, we got us a conservative. We were all celebrating, high-fiving. We would have been doing the same thing if Romney won in 2012. And you know what? We wouldn't have even known what we were getting into. We would have done the same thing if McCain had won in 2008. We would have had no idea. Slow boil. Amy Coney Barrett. Donald Trump said, screw you, I'm appointing her. I don't care what the political fallout is. And you know why he said it? Because he knew how popular he was. Do you understand what Trump is going to do when he first serves his second term, when he knows he got almost 20 million more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016? Dictator. I hope he is. I hope that's only the beginning of him being a dictator. Donald Trump, man. He doesn't have to worry about the cries of payback. America's going to expect Donald Trump to do payback because, you know, that's what should happen when people have done to him what's been done and he took it for 4 years and then they tried this last one. I don't know about you. I expect it. He's fired Christopher Wray. Good. He fired, what's her name, Haspel? Gina Haspel, the CIA director, fire her. He's going after Comey. Good. He's pointing the Justice Department over there. Go. He's penalizing these countries for being a part. Go. You want to know, I was just thinking about this. I should talk about it under COVID, but while we girls are talking, I'll just give it to you. Donald Trump can end the COVID nonsense overnight when he's reelected. Overnight. I'm going to be sending notes to the White House. I promise you, as God is my witness, I will do this. I will meet with the president. I will say to him, Mr. President, if you issue the proclamation that you cannot do business with America, if you have mask mandates, if you have mandates for vaccinations for COVID, people want to take them, they can. But if you have a mandate, you are off the list of doing business with America. We will find other sources for your products. If we did that, or if he said, if you have a mandate on people coming over to our country for whatever, tourism or whatever, we will not accept it. You cannot come to America. You can't participate with us. That would end it. I was thinking about what, you know, when Trump gets back in, I mean, he's already still in, but when it's official, you think the swamp's been drained now? He's just going to, I can see it now, pulling the plug. Most of Congress is going to get drained. I'm telling you, we are at the point where we can do so much good for America and the world, it is pathetic. How do you think we got here? Could we have gotten here with an easy election? Donald Trump wins in the landslide that he was supposed to have? Possibly.
But you know why we get here? Well, see, if Donald Trump wins and we know, we don't fix the swamp. If he won by, that's why I keep telling people, stop telling me what the numbers are.
Oh, he's 13,000 votes behind and such and such and such.
No, he's not. He's 2.3 million ahead in there. And if he were to barely get the win, that's exactly what they were. Oh, he barely won in Nevada. He barely won in Pennsylvania. No, he did not. He won by millions of votes. In order for us to get here, Trump, this needed to happen. Starting to sound like my aunt Pi. This needed to happen, nephew. That's what I tell you. This needed to happen. This was not by happenstance. We were driven here, ordained by God. I believe that in anything in life, but I certainly believe it here. Haspel needs to be gone. Christopher Wray, gone. And both of them need to be in the dormitory of Club Fed. And soon to be joined by Susan Rice. I keep saying her, but I'm thinking about Lynch. Loretta Lynch, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Comey, Strzok, all of them. And it got me to thinking about how cocky these guys were. Do you remember how cocky they were? Hillary Clinton, I remember watching her on an interview because I remember they would go into their rat holes periodically. But around election time, they came out and you had Brennan. He was cocky. This is a guy that met with John Durham and essentially bent over and gave Durham the Vaseline, if you know what I'm telling you. And suddenly, he's back on TV and he's cocky. Pelosi, cocky. We're going to win. We're going to do this when Joe Biden becomes president. I'm thinking, what dope are y'all smoking? There is no way for you to be cocky. Hillary Clinton with Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. Barack Obama, I'm going, what's going on? Well, you know what was going on? The fix was in. That's why they were all suddenly changing out of their rat holes. Well, guess where they're going to be shortly? Just watch how much you hear from them as this thing gets closer and closer. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Governors and other state officials must decide Friday who will get the first doses of a COVID-19 vaccine
that's expected to become available later this month. Friday marks the deadline for states to submit requests for doses of the Pfizer vaccine. In doing so, they must specify where the limited amounts of shots should be shipped and how many will be for non-binding guidelines adopted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention this week. That puts health care workers and nursing home patients at the front of the line. United States employers add 245,000 jobs in November as companies scale back their hiring as the coronavirus pandemic accelerates across the country. This marks the fewest added jobs since April. The report from the Labor Department also shows the unemployment rate fell to 6.7%. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence making a trip down to Georgia visiting the CDC headquarters. The vice president saying a coronavirus vaccine is on the horizon.
To be as we are, maybe, Bob, just a week and a half away from what will be the likely approval of the first coronavirus vaccine for the American people is inspiring the people of this country. And we would not be here but for the tireless efforts of everyone involved in our national response, and especially for all the men and women of the CDC.
Firefighters in Southern California are continuing to battle more wildfires in a brutal fire season this year that's seen five of the six largest wildfires in state history. The bonfire in Orange County started on Wednesday and has burned more than 7,200 acres. Crews also working to put out a fire in Riverside County. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And if you look at the numbers are false. The numbers are corrupt. It was a rigged election, 100%. And people know it. That's why you have people marching all over the United States right now. They know it was a rigged election. And look at what's happening in Georgia. A lot of things are being found in Georgia. And they are absolutely against showing. I mean, it's a sad thing. They don't want to show signatures. It can be solved if you show signatures, but you're going to find out the people that signed aren't the people that are supposed to be signing. You're going to find that the people that signed those envelopes, they didn't do the ballots, envelopes. And then somebody said maybe the envelopes were thrown out. There's tremendous fraud here. If you look at, wait just 1 second, if you look at 10 o'clock in the evening, you saw what happened. Then you had these massive dumps. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. You have Dominion, which is very, very suspect to start off with. Nobody knows the ownership. People say the votes are counted in foreign countries. No, and much worse than that, by the way, with Dominion.
Donald Trump doesn't sound like a guy who's going to give up, and you would be correct. Welcome, everybody, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to it as the Kevin Jackson Show. Donald Trump knows. He is as sure as I know that Donald Trump, and I told you guys, I said Donald Trump will get into the 70 millions of votes. How did I know this guy's going to get close to 80 million? At the number he has right now, he's 11 million more than what he had in 2016. But the Democrats want to sell us on the idea that the reason why Biden got so many votes is the hatred of Trump. Well, those two don't jive. Welcome to KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Rigged election, 100% is what the president said. Lots of votes being found in Georgia. They don't want to show signatures. Everybody's defying Supreme Court orders. Pretty much the Democrats are saying, we don't care about rule of law. We want Trump out. We'll do whatever it takes to get him out. And here's the problem. You don't have to care about rule of law, but the rule of law cares about you. I fought the sheriff. What it was, I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. No, I fought the law, but the law won. There you go. That's what I'm looking for. Thanks for helping me out there, homie. I fought the law, but the law won. Yeah. Donald Trump is never going to let this go. And let me tell you, his whole legal team understands the seriousness of this, as do you. As do you. People are still calling me, texting me, sending me notes, emails, whatever, saying, Kev, what do you think? I think exactly what I said from the moment that Donald Trump said he was going to run again. He'll serve a second term. One of my friends, I talked to him for about an hour on Sunday, and he's, you know, we were catching up because one of our good friends has we were told he's terminally ill. So sad to hear that. But we were catching up, and he asked me about, you know, politics and the race and all that. He's very plugged in. And he says, what do you think? And I said, I think exactly what I thought when we last time we talked. He goes, man, you have been consistent. He goes, you have said Trump will win. You said it in 2016. You said it in 2020. I said, nothing's changed. I said, let me ask you this. Do you think Trump won? He goes, absolutely. I go, do you honestly believe that anybody in this country believes that Joe Biden got 11 million more votes than Barack Obama when he couldn't even get an average of 70% in his own primaries? Trump, meanwhile, was knocking the doors out of his primaries. I think probably number one or number two in the number in terms of second-term presidents running in their primaries. And do I have to talk to you about his rallies? I jokingly said the other day they need to do a rally off, like the old dance offs with the breaking commercials, you know, when the dancers were break dancing and instead of fighting, they do a dance off. Well, Trump and Biden ought to do a rally off. You have 4 hours to throw a rally together and see who comes. Let people know, start them out in the same city, unannounced. In the case of Biden, you can announce it, but unannounced, and say, Donald Trump will be at this park at this time. Joe Biden will be at this park at this time, and see who shows up where. Pelosi is asking Democrats not to join the Biden administration because it could disrupt their caucuses. And I have a message for Speaker Pelosi. Don't worry. There will be no Biden administration. Don't sweat it, guys. I have a question for those who are so confident, the lefties that say, Kevin, give me signs. I mean, Donald Trump, he lost, whatever. I'll give you a sign. Why doesn't Kamala Harris resign from the Senate if she believes that she's going to be the next vice president? The reason she won't resign from the Senate is because that's the position she will have after this is all over. An affidavit from Dr. Kashyap's niece, Nia, they describe this guy as the smartest man in the room. And I will tell you, I have a buddy of mine. He's on our staff. He does the work for us. And he's worked with this guy. My guy is just as sharp. Guy worked for DIA, CIA, the NSA, DOD, etc. Says the 2020 election data was altered. He hasn't seen the machines, but he says just based on the data. And he's not the only one. There are people doing videos that can show you how they did it. Another thing he confirmed, and we've been talking about the Kraken. Finally know what the Kraken is. But he confirmed the existence of Hammer and Scorecard as trade craft used by the U.S. intelligence analysts to conduct man-in-the-middle attacks on foreign voting systems. And he concludes that a similar attack was carried out on the U.S. elections. Why is Gina Haspel still heading up the CIA? This would have been her operation. See, the CIA uses Kraken, and that's exactly what they do. They disrupt elections. They say, oh, you want so-and-so to win in this foreign election? We're not going to let them. You want to know how Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in 2016? I just told you. Now the problem is, the algorithm did, for whatever reason, didn't adjust for Trump actually being more popular than they thought, and Trump sneaked in. If they had it to do all over again, let me tell you, we would be in big trouble, because Trump wouldn't have the political clout to fight this. We'd all be, a bunch of us would be saying, man, I know I hate Hillary, but we ought to just let her win. Because that's what we would do. I'm just telling you. Trump wouldn't have the track record. We'd be like, well, I mean, he is untested, whatever. He could, no matter what fervor he built up, we would have rolled over. We're not rolling over this time. You want to know why? Because we know what he's capable of. Not going to happen. So we've got Hammer and Scorecard. We've got the Kraken. The CIA's involved in this thing. I'm telling you, it's a bad situation. But anyway it goes, they always Biden has this many outs. You know, talking about votes, this many votes. This election is going to be overturned on principle, not on the number of votes. Trump could, I said this earlier. I said Donald Trump, the Democrats would be smart if they let Trump win barely. Let him win in each of these states, overturn it, because then they'd say, oh, how unfair was that? And then they would pretend that he barely won, and it's not a mandate, and all these other things. Because what's about to happen is going to be an alien autopsy. It's going to be a forensic look inside of the body politic, and the Democrats are about to be disemboweled. A guy named Jay Riley, he sent a tweet. He says, I predict someday that the lawsuits filed this past week will come to be known as the Thanksgiving Massacre. And he talks about the Trump staff. He says, if these people can exorcise this demon from our electoral process, the Republic will be saved. Stop the steal. And he's right. This is the biggest scandal since our last biggest scandal, which, by the way, is huge. The fact that Barack Obama's administration targeted Donald Trump for political termination, and then targeted Flynn, targeted Roger, what's-his-face, and Paul, what's-his-face, and all of them, Roger Stone and Paul Manafort. I know who they are. You know the thing. Anyway, we know what's happened here. And thankfully, they're not going to get away with it. But it very well could be known as the Thanksgiving Day Massacre. Because I don't know what the Democrats are thinking. I don't know what kind of drugs they use. I don't use drugs. So I don't know what's out there anymore. But to think that you could get away with this, you got to be on drugs. Even a Zaki, what's his name? Well, we'll play the clip when we come back so we don't have time. But I think his name is Zahid or Zahid Farkaria. CNN or MSNBC, one of them. Who cares, right? He's starting to get the message that perhaps the Democrats haven't quite locked it up the way they thought they had. And that realization is beginning to hit the Democrats more and more each day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi.
I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It was computed in favor of the government. So the only explanation is that the spermatic machines had been programmed in that way.
A Harvard mathematician crunched the numbers on the Venezuelan election.
It had to be the Smartmatic system. All these machines talk to a central computer and report on their results. And in that mechanism, as they communicate with the central machine can report anything.
Smartmatic is technically based in Boca Raton, Florida, but the president of the company, Jack Blaine, testified to the Chicago City Council. Fewer than a dozen Smartmatic employees work in Florida. The majority of the workers are based in Venezuela.
That was a CNN report from years ago. And that software, the Smartmatic software, is in the Dominion voting systems. And it was illegal. It wasn't supposed to be. Because it was outlawed for all the reasons that have been described. And so now we get an election, and it's funny. I saw this report, and they say Joe Biden has gotten more votes than any other presidential candidate in history. And I'm thinking, yeah, and that's your red flag right there. A 77-year-old white man with dementia? Do you think Americans are that stupid? I know there's 60 million of them that are. But they want to convince us that Joe Biden is the most popular dude on the planet. Oh, I know. It wasn't a vote for Biden. It was a vote against Trump. Doesn't jive. Doesn't jive with the numbers. Trump can't be unofficially 17% more popular than he was in 2016. And officially, once we get the rest of his votes, which is closer to 80 million, adding another, you know, 7 or 8, who knows, 6 million to his total, What's that number going to be then? 25% more popular? How can a guy be that much more popular and still hated? It doesn't compute. The math doesn't add up. And so you got all this stuff going on. People ask me, Kevin, what does it mean when Sidney Powell files in Georgia and Michigan? It means that as a private attorney, she's taking it upon herself to say, I'm going to make sure justice gets served. And I think, and I told you guys, when the split up came and the press wanted to make us believe that Sidney was on the outs, I said the only reason why Sidney would be on the outs is if she had a personality conflict with Rudy or that Terry Lynn or whatever the lady's name is. That would be it. Because she's spot on. We're not talking about Gloria Allred and Michael Avenatti here. We're not talking about ambulance chasing, skank, like with Gloria Allred, you know, skank supporting attorneys looking for paydays. We're talking about somebody who's got a great reputation. Let's talk a little bit about Mike Flynn's pardon, because I like that Mike Flynn got pardoned. Don't misunderstand me. I'm friends with his son. I've met the general. He's a great guy. But there's a part of me that says we needed to let this play out. What's his name? Emmett Terrell, the judge. These are people that need to be in prison, and I'm telling you, there's a lot of other people. They should have easily let this man go free, and they didn't. They didn't. And we got to be asking ourselves how that didn't happen, how that didn't occur. But anyway, the people were telling me, Kevin, is it a sign that Trump thinks he's going to lose? I said, I don't think it is. I mean, I think Trump is smart enough to say, I'm going to hedge my bets and get this stuff done. But I asked one of my friends the other day, I said, does Trump act like a dude that's losing? Does he act like he's leaving the White House? Are there U-Haul trucks on the way? And the answer is no. Trump's firmly planted himself there. And he was asked, would he leave at the Electoral College? Well, here's a clip.
Pennsylvania, and it was, I don't even like to use, it was a rigged election.
But sir, just to be clear, if the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden, will you concede?
Well, if they do, they made a mistake, because this election was a fraud. Just so you understand, this election was a fraud. I mean, they have Biden beating Obama on Obama's vote in areas that mattered in terms of the election, in swing states. And yet he's losing to Obama all over the place. But he's beating Obama in swing states, which are the states that mattered for purposes of the election. So, no, I can't say that at all. I think it's a possibility. They're trying to, look, between you people, don't talk to me that way. You're just a lightweight. Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way. All right, I'm going to go with another question. Go ahead.
So if the Electoral College does elect Joe Biden, are you not going to leave this building?
Just so you, certainly I will. Certainly I will. And you know that. But I think that there will be a lot of things happening between now and the 20th of January. A lot of things. Massive fraud has been found. We're like a third world country. We're using computer equipment that can be hacked.
They talk about glitches. How many glitches did they find? So a glitch. Oh, gee, we had a glitch, 5,000 votes. In all cases, right, in all cases, the votes went from Trump to Biden. They didn't go from Biden. The glitches were never from Biden to Trump. So they had many glitches. And they said, oh, we had a glitch. A glitch is like the equipment is a little broken. We'll fix it up. No, a glitch is, in this case, we caught them cheating.
So Trump says, yeah, if the Electoral College does it, he'll leave. But what he's also telling them, it isn't going to happen. And what's funny is I think you guys are finally getting it. You're finally, it's starting to sink in. You know what? We could win this thing. We already won this thing. We've won it. This had to play out this way. If it played out any other way, they steal the next election. And you won't have a Trump. You won't have a fighter. You won't. Think about what you would not have in the future. You'd have somebody that goes, well, we fought the good fight and guess we lost. It had to be this time. It couldn't happen in 2016. It had to happen this year. It's kind of like how the earth was formed. Everything had to be perfectly done. The moon had to be this distance from the sun and from the earth. The earth this distance from the moon and the sun. The orbit had to be set precisely. All the things that went in is nothing more than divine intervention, and it had to happen here. And as much as you may anguish you, man, why couldn't we just win? We couldn't just win because they would still be cheating. And who's going to solve it? Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, who? Somebody that is a businessman who comes in, as I said, a rich white Republican who, by the way, has a track record of success that says, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to do the stuff I said I'm going to do, which he did. And that is why you have overwhelmingly supported. And that is why 11 to 19 or 20 million people, whatever the number is, voted for Trump. I know it's higher than 11 million. I know it is. That's why they did it. That's why you did it. You didn't want easy victories. Now you get to watch Trump win and win and win. Oh, this court says, no, you count the votes. This court says it's been overturned. This court says, no, that one's overturned. Okay, fine, we'll take it to SCOTUS. At every turn, in as this scenario plays out, Trump will win. Easily hackable machines. And here's what the Democrats are thinking right now. They're going, dadgummit. Well, this guy just dies, like the scene from Gladiator that the Caesar says to Maximus, why won't you just die? Because Trump's like, I'm not dying. Until I get my revenge on you, I know God has a place for me on this earth. I say that all the time. I said, I don't think God's ready for me to die. I don't think he is. Whatever work I have to do, I believe in my heart of hearts, God is working on me and he's saying, you're going to get this done. I don't know where it's going to lead me. I really don't. I'm being honest with you right now. And my brother, he's like, he told me one day, he says, oh, dude, you keep it up. You're going to be preaching. And I was like, no, I'm not. Who knows? I don't have a degree in theology, but I'll preach. I'll preach it right now. I got people standing over at the ready with handkerchiefs and my cape, my rope, my thing to throw over me like James Brown. I'll get to preach it here in a minute. We're exposing the crooked underbelly of leftism like you wouldn't believe. Governors are going to go down in this. Governors, people like Cuomo, people like Kemp, people like Newsom, they are going to go down. We're going to expose every fraud they have. We're going to expose the New World Order and how it's being orchestrated with this great reset and this scamdemic, this plandemic of the Wu flu. Everything's being exposed. If Trump goes back in, the Democrats' house of cards falls completely. They are relying on a loss. And don't misunderstand me. They will fight to the death. They will fight to the death. I'm not going to tell you it's easy, but I will tell you who the victor is. I already know. I've seen the future, and I'm not a soothsayer, but I know what the future is with this. Anyway, all these things are coming up. And we're consumed right now with this election, but you wait till we get back to regular stuff.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.